Welcome back to Dial In on Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Welcome to the hotline, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., driver of the number 17 Ford Mustang. Fresh back from the Chili Bowl, where he placed 21st. Wow, what a Chili Bowl. I'd love your take on how it ended with that battle between two greats in NASCAR. But also, I want to hear about your Chili Bowl. Let's start there. What a Chili Bowl this year, huh?
Yeah, it was great. Having, you know, over 350 cars racing in 1 week and, you know, being able to be a part of that show, having a decent showing is always good, a good way to start your year when it comes to the racing side of things. We making the A-Main is difficult in itself, but so you're happy about that. But then again, you know, you always want to do better unless you win. So for us, we struggled in the A main on Saturday night, but had a good preliminary night on Friday. Ran fourth out of 80 or so cars, and then you know, ended up. I'm not exactly sure where we ended up on Saturday. I think they had the scoring a little messed up, but either way, we didn't perform near as good as we wanted to. They had a DNF, which we did finish. I don't really know why the timer and scoring said that, but anyway, our 17 midget was good on Friday. We struggled a little bit come the A on Saturday, and not exactly sure why. We'll go back and look at that. I definitely don't get to run the midgets near as much as I want, but it was a lot of fun that week. And, you know, watching Christopher and Kyle battle it out there at the end, I was bummed for Kyle. I think you know, he had that race right there in his grasp the last 2 years, and it slipped away, so was bummed for him.
Everybody salivates or has salivated since the end of that race, saying that Larson and Bell are the future of the rivalry between each other. But, you know, they race each other really well, even when they're battling, and they get along. So how do you look at that kind of thing, and how do you look at the two of them?
Yeah, I mean, I think rivalries are just – you know, whenever you're racing around people on the racetrack and you continue to race around them. So it doesn't have to be a hate rivalry. So, you know, I think, you know, obviously both are really good. And, you know, Christopher's killing it in the Xfinity Series. And he'll do the same thing when he moves up to the Cup cars with us, I'm sure. So when it's all said and done, it'll be fun to hopefully get our performance up there on the Cup side to battle it out with them. And I hope to run some more dirt races so I get a little more comfortable. And I'd love to be up there battling with them and make it a three-way rivalry. So we got a little work to do on the Cup side, and I need to run some more dirt races as well.
Right, right, right. And Ricky, I am talking to Ryan Preece on tonight's show, and the conversation is about, you know, stepping into the Cup Series and, you know, what you learned on your way up, what you change, what you don't, how aggressive you are. And I wonder, do you remember coming in and thinking about all that? What kind of, you know, a showing does a young racer like that have, even if you have a lot of talent? And, you know, you've raced the best, like Ted Christopher and whatnot, but now it's a different group of guys.
It's totally different. I think when I came into the sport, coming out of the Xfinity Series, winning two championships and, you know, contending for wins and, you know, winning and racing people like Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, Keselowski, Carl Edwards, Logano, and going toe-to-toe with them and beating them. I felt like I was going to do the same thing as soon as I, you know, came into the Cup Series. But we did to a point, and then started to struggle. And it wasn't near as easy as I thought it was going to be. I thought I was going to go from the performance I had in the Xfinity Series right on over to the Cup Series and keep that same level of competition and competitiveness. But we struggled a little bit, and, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into that. But, you know, you definitely got to be pretty aggressive, you know, coming from the modifieds Ryan has. I think you got to be very aggressive on those modified races, and he's ran enough Xfinity races that he realizes, you know, what that aggressiveness is like between those two. And I feel like you just step up another level when you get to the Cup cars. But With the big change in the Cup cars coming into this year, I think he'll fall right in line.
Do you ever, when you see some of the young racers come in and you hear what they say, do you ever kind of chuckle like, well, it'll take them a while. They'll learn. They'll get kicked in the trenches just a little bit. Do you think that or no?
No, I don't really think that. I think more back in the day, I feel like, you know, you had your rookies, you know, got to give respect, to the drivers and the veterans of the sport. And I think now it's pretty cutthroat. I feel like you get in there and you just go after it, and it doesn't really matter who you're racing. I think the sport's changed a little bit over time, and I think that's what is making our sport, pretty fun right now. Is you got young kids coming in that race really hard and aren't scared to go toe-to-toe with anybody, and I think that's what makes it fun.
Where do you place yourself between the young kids coming in and the veterans who've been around forever? Where are you?
I feel like I'm right in the middle. I honestly still feel like a young kid coming in, but we do have a lot of experience as well. So, I definitely fall right in the middle of the two, and really just wanting to get up and contend for wins. And it doesn't really matter, you know, what group I'm in. I just want to go out and win.
Have you adapted your style to the changing style of the Young Bucks coming in since you came in, or are you the same kind of racer you were when you started?
I've always been pretty aggressive, so it doesn't really matter when I came in or when I didn't. I feel like I've been one that's put a car in a spot that it might not should be in, and sometimes I pay the price for that, and sometimes I get the reward for that. So it goes both ways, and sometimes you make people mad, but it is what it is.
And one other thing, when you race like the Chili Bowl or dirt racing, how does that help you in NASCAR? Does it?
I definitely think it does. You know, when you're getting seat time in the off season, and you got other drivers that aren't racing, I feel like you're definitely gaining an edge. I feel like dirt racing, you get better car control. You're always searching around the racetrack, and for me, it's just a lot of fun. And so sometimes our schedules can be pretty grueling and can kind of wipe the fun out of it. And so when you go out race dirt races in between all your Cup stuff, I feel like it just kind of helps you relax and enjoy and get the fun back into it.
Yeah, totally get what you're talking about there. How about Ryan Newman now? As I look at the calendar, look at the 23rd of January, have you had a beer with Ryan? Have you hung out with him more than the last time I chatted with you? Have you two had any deep conversations or anything?
No, we haven't. I'm kind of waiting for him to go test at Las Vegas next week. I think that'll be a really good gauge and what he thinks on, where our cars are and what he feels like, maybe the difference is between what he's been running and what we have, and kind of gauge, what he thinks off of that. So looking forward to him going out and doing some testing, and, obviously with his new crew chief, Scott Graves, coming back over to Roush Fenway, and anxious to see, what their thoughts are on where we are as a program and what direction they feel like we should go.
Are you glad he's doing the test and that you'll be back, debriefing with him, but that he's the one doing the test? Are you okay with that and happy with it?
I'm definitely good with it. For me, it'll allow me to go to Jack's Hall of Fame event, and that's something that means a lot to me. So that'll be cool. And like you said, just getting him seat time in our cars before the start of the season, so that when we get to really Atlanta, it's not all brand new to him. And I think that'll be helpful for the organization.
And the suspension of the Roush Fenway Racing Xfinity program, you as a driver over there, are you noticing any more attention to your Cup program because of that? Or are you noticing the shop being any different? Is there anything that you notice from that or not so much?
Yeah, there's definitely less people in the shop when you get rid of your two Xfinity teams. But you know, like you said, on the other hand, you know, they're working hard on our Cup cars, and that's the only thing we're building. So we're not building Xfinity chassis, we're not building Xfinity bodies, and a lot more focus can go onto our Cup cars. And you know, selfishly, I like that, but then again, I'd love to go run some Xfinity races too. So I don't really have the means to do that over at our place now with no Xfinity teams. But hopefully we can get our Cup program back to where it needs to be, and then, you know, kind of grow back our Xfinity team along those lines.
Is it that big of an advantage to run Xfinity that some of the team drivers are doing that and gaining, that you feel like you're losing by not having it? Or is that just, like you said, loosening them up because you're doing a different kind of racing than the Cup Series?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, when I first came into the Cup Series, I wish I could have ran, you know, full-time in both series, kind of like Carl and Brad and Joey and a lot of those guys did, Kyle Busch. I do think it's beneficial when you can run the day before the Cup race and, you know, get extra track time. And now the Cup cars and the Xfinity cars are getting closer in the way that they drive. So it'd be nice to be able to do that. And that's something that I wish I could have done, you know, throughout my Cup career. Now with the limitations, you can't, you know, run a full season. You can only run a handful, but I think that handful would be beneficial at certain tracks. And so you'd kind of pick and choose which tracks you'd want to do that at. But, yeah, it's definitely, like I said, seat time is seat time, and that's really what it's all about.
Ricky, and we're talking with Ricky Stenhouse, Jr., driver of the 17 Ford Mustang. Is there a driver that intimidated you initially when you were younger that you were like, ooh, that's so-and-so, and then you learned not to be that way? Were you ever intimidated by anybody on the track or kind of off the track? Do you remember any of that in your growing process?
No, I definitely never was really intimidated by any other driver out there. I just go out and do my own race and don't really pay attention to anything else.
Yeah, it's funny how you say that with a laugh. Some drivers will say, yeah, well, when I started, you know, I thought this, but I found out that, and then I found out I was actually better than the guy or something, right? So when you look ahead to the start of the season at the track at Daytona, take your crystal ball out. You finished 18th in overall standings in 2018. What do you expect on the track? What do you see when you think of the racing, and what do you see when you think of where Roush Fenway Racing is at realistically right now?
Well, I mean, coming into Daytona, I think a lot of the Fords are, a little unknown going into Daytona. Everybody else will have the same cars, the same package at Daytona that we ran last year. For us, you know, we have a new Mustang. All the Fords will be a Mustang. And so we don't really have any notes to fall back on to when it comes to this car at the Super Speedway. So that'll be a little bit of an unknown at Daytona. But then when we move on to Atlanta, you know, I don't really know what to expect. There's a lot of changes. You know, our speeds will be slower, but the center of the corner speed might be a little bit faster. You're not going to have as much off throttle time. You're not going to use the brakes as much. And so all those factors come into, you know, the way you build your race car, the way you set up your race car. Hopefully we can, you know, unload at Atlanta close and fine tune it and be competitive.
Last thing I learned last week as I talked to some of the drivers about the tradition at the Chili Bowl. If you win one of the early heats, you know, you do karaoke. And so I've been asking drivers, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., do you or have you ever done karaoke?
Well, I think I did karaoke every night at Chili Bowl. So, yes, ma'am, we definitely do karaoke at Chili Bowl.
You did it this year at the Chili Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
Every night?
Every night. Well, maybe except one.
Really?
Thursday
okay,
night,
so...
we did not do karaoke Thursday night because I raced on Friday.
What did you sing? What's your favorite go-to karaoke song, Ricky Stenhouse Jr.?
I like Pickup Man. I like any Garth song, any George Strait or Alan Jackson. Something along those lines.
Are you any good at it?
No, ma'am, I am not good at it, but I have a lot of fun.
And it relieves the tension, doesn't it, somewhat?
It does. You know, I just blame the bad sound on the fumes being in the building and really messing up my throat. So it's hard for me to get in tune because my throat's sore by the time we get to karaoke.
All right, last question. Who's the best at karaoke? Because I know that various people have done it, but who's really good at it? A driver we might not expect. Have you seen anybody else doing it, or mainly some of the drivers we're just getting to know now?
I mean, I think Larson has fun at karaoke. I do more of who has fun doing karaoke. So I feel like I have a lot of fun. I might not be that good, but Larson's fun. Logan Seavey, he has a lot of fun at karaoke. Him and I sing a lot of the same songs. And so us three. I'll go with us three.
All right, as we go to break here after Jack's Garage, we're going to play Pickup Man. So I won't make you sing into it, right? But how about we go to break with that? Would that work? We're just kind of getting
that.
The vibe of
it?
You like that? All right.
I like
but
that.
But you're not going to sing, are you?
No, ma'am, I'm not
going to
sing.
All right, thank you for coming on tonight on Jack's Garage. And always great hanging out with you. And appreciate it, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Good luck this year, by the way, okay? I'll be covering you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And y'all have a good night.